在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
The Right Way to Eat an Ice Cream Cone by L.R. Hills. Grasp the cone with the right hand firmly, but gently between thumb and at least one but not more than three fingers, two-thirds of the way up the cone. Then dart swiftly away to an open area, away from the jostling crowd at the stand.Now take up the classic ice cream cone eating stance. Feet from 1 to 2 feet apart, body bent forward from the waist at a 25 degree angle, right elbow well up, right forearm horizontal, at a level with your collarbone and about 12 inches from it. But don't start eating yet. Check first to see what emergency repairs may be necessary. Sometimes a sugar cone will be so crushed or broken or cracked that all one can do is gulp at the thing like a savage.Getting what he can of it and letting the rest drop to the ground, and then evacuating the area of catastrophe as quickly as possible. Checking the cone for possible trouble can be done in a second or two, if one knows where to look and does it systematically. A trouble spot some people overlook is the bottom tip of the cone. This may have been broken off, or the flap of the cone material at the bottom, usually wrapped over itself in that funny spiral construction, may be folded in a way that is imperfect and leaves an opening.No need to say that through this opening, in a matter of perhaps 30, or at most 90 seconds, will begin to pour hundreds of thousands of sticky molecules of melted ice cream. You know in this case that you must instantly get the paper napkin in your left hand under and around the bottom of the cone to stem the forthcoming flow, or else be doomed to eat the cone far too rapidly. It is a grim moment. No one wants to eat a cone under that kind of pressure, but neither does anyone want to end up with the bottom of the cone stuck to a messy napkin.There's one other alternative, one that takes both skill and courage. Foregoing any cradling action, grasp the cone more firmly between the thumb and forefinger and extend the other fingers so that they are out of the way of the dripping from the bottom. Then increase the waist bent angle from 25 to 35 degrees and then eat the cone, allowing it to drip out of the bottom onto the ground in front of you. Experienced and thoughtful cone eaters enjoy facing up to this kind of sudden challenge.